הלכה ד' לבן איש חי, פרשת חיי שרה. לבן איש חי is going to tell us now about עשרון הלכה למשה מסיני, about the רצועות, the straps being black. הבתים והרצועות, the boxes and the straps of the tefillin shel rosh u tefillin shel yad, whether it be the tefillin shel rosh or the tefillin shel yad, tzarich shiyu shechorot, they have to be black. Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, this is halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, that the straps and the boxes have to be black. Velachen im nitlabnu mechamat yoshnan tzarich la'shchiram. If one tefillin started losing their black color, they started changing colors, so one has to proceed and paint them black. This dye that you buy, before you put the dye on, you say l'shem mitzvat tefillin, shem kedushat tefillin, and the person paints the points that are black. ולכן אם יתלבנו מחמת ישנן צריך להשירם, ואם ישירן גוי, if a gentile has made them black, if he was the one that painted them, פסולים. וצריך שיהיה צד השחור שברצועות לצד חוץ, and it should be that the black part is facing out and the inner part, you'll see it has two colors, the black part facing out, the straps, and the leather part which was untouched is facing towards the body. ואם מתהפכה הרצועה שסביב הראש, let's say the strap, as we had spoken about yesterday, that surrounds the head, there's a strap that goes from the batim, the box of the tefillin, and the strap that goes to the knot, let's say that is flipped over. וכן הרצועה שקושר בה הקציצה יתענה יום אחד. And so too, the רצועה, the strap that when you tie your arm on your arm piece, that's that first strap that goes around your muscle before it reaches your forearm. If that strap turns around, says Ibn Ishchai, it's proper to fast. We mentioned yesterday that it's Midat Chasidut, and especially according to the Magen Avraham, who holds that this only applies if you didn't put on your tefillin correctly, but if you put on your tefillin correctly and then it switched over, there's no inyan for it. And second and third point is, even if a person does feel the necessity to fast or whatnot, he could even always be podeh his, he could always redeem his fast by paying for the meal that it costs. V'had Ravuna itane bavu yo ze 40 yom. This that Ravuna fasted 40 days. Zo midat chasidut terahavet be. This is midat chasidut yitera, meaning he went above the letter of the law. He didn't necessarily do what was required, but rather he went above the letter of the law. V'tov lizaher gam b'ritzuot tefillin shel rosh hamshushalot ad ha'chazeh v'atabur. One should also be cautious that the ritzuot, the straps that go from your neck, that are connected to the knot in back of your head, and go to your tabur, to your belly button, also you have to be very scrupulous that they shouldn't turn over. V'chen ritzuah shel tefillin shel yad shekorech al hazroah, and so to the straps that you wrap around your forearm, shelo yitapchu, they shouldn't turn. V'af al gav dal pi hasod mashchirin ritzuot panim v'achor shchorot ke'orev, even though al pi kabbalah. And you'll see this, you go to places where they're midnehega pi kabbalah, Yeshivat Nahar Shalom, and you'll see that a lot of the ritzuot, the straps, are black outside and inside. That's api kabbalah. So one who's noheg is, he does his actions api kabbalah, then he could be makpid on this. But generally speaking, it's not as widespread. Vaf agav dar api asod mashchirin arutzot panim vaachor shchorot korev. They are black from the outside and inside, like a crow. Kaniskar b'shev shar hakavonot l'Rabbeinu Arizal, as is brought down in Rabbeinu Arizal, lo nahagnu bekach. It's not as widespread, says the Ben Ishchai. V'sha'alti ha-minhag ha-chasidim bir ha-kodesh, and I asked, says the Ben Ishchai, what the minhag is in Yerushalayim. The Ben Ishchai always, when he had some type of discrepancy, or whenever he wasn't sure about something, he would always write to Rav Eliyahu Mani, the Rosh Shiva here in Yerushalayim. In his generation, he was the leading authority, and the Ben Ishchai would always write to him and ask him, what is the minhag in Yerushalayim? He felt that that was the most authentic. תיבנה ותיכונן במהרה בימינו, ויאמרו לי שיש נזהרין להשחיר פנים ואחור. They're those who are meticulous to have the back, the straps outside and inside black. ויש אין מנדקים בזה. And they're those that are not meticulous. So those are careful and those are not careful. Again, we said this is all based on Kabbalah. So it only applies to someone who nohag is a pi Kabbalah. הלכה ה. לא יהיה דבר חוצץ בין תפילין לבשרו. There should not be anything that separates between the tefillin and his flesh. Hen bebatim, hen bartzuot, whether it be the batim, the boxes, whether it be the tzuot or the straps. V'im yesh lichluch, tzarik lichutzo. If you have some type of dirt, if there's something there that's chotzetz, something that's creating separation, you have to wash it off. V'alovesh batei enayim, someone who wears glasses, yizher shelo yitchov otam ben artzua uben besaro. They used to have these glasses that it seems used to go either around the whole head, for somehow they would end up making it to the point of the straps of tefillin shel rosh. So you should be careful not to push it there, says the Ben Ish Chaim. El yitchavem ben artzua uben hakova. Person should make sure that they shouldn't hit the artzua, the straps of the head underneath the straps, rather you should try and place them on top of them. V'im yifshar lo b'lav hachi, if there's no way for him to do it and he has to wear his glasses, צריך שיזהר בזה לפחות בקריאת שמע ובחותיה ובתפילת עמידה. At least when it comes to קריאת שמע and its blessings. And עמידה, at least at that point, says the Ben Ish Chai, remove your glasses and be careful that there shouldn't be a chatitza like they used to wear them between your straps and your head. ואחרונים זל פקפקו במגדלי שיער הרבה בראשם. The achronim it was a problem about those who grow their hair too long. One who grows his hair too long could be that constitutes a chatzitza, that constitutes a separation. There is a machloket rishonim exactly between the Rosh and the Rashba, what is a chatzitza, what constitutes a chatzitza or not. But the achronim were choshesh that long hair could be a chatzitza, not even necessarily in the front, just long hair in general could constitute a chatzitza. The kevan de gedlim harbe lekel meimar dehainu rabotayu. Since they grow them long a lot, it's long hair, you can't say on that it's part of their body, because it's already a separate part of their body. It already has a different status. Hainu rabotayu data rosh zal vegam data rashba zal hani se'arot merubim haveket achboshet according to the Rashba. There would also be a problem, like we mentioned, there's a machloket between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rashba is more lenient, but says the Ben Ish Chai, even in this case, where a person grows long hair, it could be a problem. It could be considered like a person has some type of bandage that he's wrapping around his head. And therefore, they could constitute a chatzitza if one has long hair and is placing tefillin on them. So too, the hair that grows long on your forehead, even though we said you're not supposed to place, you cannot place your tefillin on your forehead, you're not Yotzei Dechovah, so you place it on the part where the root starts and back. But if you flip your hair back, your long hair, and you flip it back, that could also constitute a chatzitza. Because also it's not connected to them, it's not the place of growth. And you have to warn people about this. In this important and valuable mitzvah. Chacham Avadia brings down in Yechavedat Chelek Gimel Siman Bet. Yabi Omer talks about it as well. Chacham Avadia brings down, what about a watch? Person who is wearing a watch. So Aliba de Hilchita, a person who wants to wear his tefillin on his watch, it's okay. Why? Because the Rashba holds that there's no chatzitza in that place. On your forearm, there's no chatzitza, according to the Rashba. And there's who to rely on if you want to wear your watch and straps and tie your straps over your watch. Nevertheless, Chamudia brings down that it's definitely midat chasidut and it's definitely more commendable for a person to remove it. And how difficult is it for someone to remove their watch? Put it onto your other hand if you're scared you're going to lose it. So if you do see someone wearing a watch, or if a person does choose to wear a watch, they definitely have who to rely on. Nevertheless, it's definitely better, brings down Chacham Avadia, for a person to remove the watch and not have anything. If a person has a makah, say a person has a cast, person has a cast. So then it depends on what type of cast is and where it covers exactly. It has a cast. If he has a cast that he can't remove, if it covers his whole arm from his muscle and down, the main point is the muscle really, then he could put on tefillin on the cast. Nevertheless, he does not make a bracha. What would he do? What a person would do, the Kaf HaChaim brings down in Siman Chaf Zayin, Siv Katan Chaf Chet, that a person would do is he would put on the tefillin there and he ties it like normal. And then when he gets the tefillin Shel Rosh, he says Al Mitzvah Tefillin, the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin on tefillin Shel Rosh, because that's what you do also only when you only have tefillin Shel Rosh. When you only have tefillin Shel Rosh, what bracha do you make? Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And you have in mind that bracha covers the Rosh and the Yad. In this case, you would work the opposite way. The Al Mitzvah Tefillin would cover the Rosh and the Yad. That's if it covers the muscle part. If the cast does not cover the muscle part, then a person puts the tefillin, the bite, the box, on the muscle part and makes a bracha and continues to wrap the forearm even though it's covered with the cast, and then puts on the tefillin Shel Rosh without a bracha. In both cases, a person should be meticulous to cover the tefillin in that situation, because we brought down vayu lecha le'ot. They should be assigned to you, covered. So it's important to gain that, the poskim bring. When you're in that situation, it's important because that teaches us vayu lecha le'ot, that it should be in a place that is covered. So here it's more difficult for you because you have something there in the first case we spoke about. Therefore, it's important for a person to cover his tefillin in that situation. Now, that's in regards to a makkah, some type of bandage or cast. What about a person who's wearing a toupee? So the Igrot Moshe brings down in Chelek Dalet, that a person who's wearing a toupee, it does constitute a chatzitza. What a person should do is, a person should put on his tefillin Shel Yad. This would be according to Sfaradim. Make a bracha, put on the tefillin Shel Rosh without the toupee in their house, say Shema, then they would go to Bet Knesset. Let's say they're embarrassed to take off their toupee in Bet Knesset. So they go to Bet Knesset, put on the tefillin Shel, and put on the tefillin Shel Rosh on the toupee, but they would not, in that situation, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, that they make a bracha on tefillin Shel Rosh separately, they wouldn't make a bracha. If a person's only putting their tefillin on the toupee, they do not make a bracha in that case. What they would do is put it on at home beforehand. That's in terms of a chatzitza. It's brought down. We're going to talk about for a moment now a very important topic: lefties and righties. Lefties and righties. In Shmot, Perek Yud Gimel. In Shmot, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tet Zayin, says as follows: V'ya le'ot aletcha ul'tatfot ben anecha, ki b'chozek yad otzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. These words shall also be a sign on your arm and an insignia in the center of your head. Literally, the ben anecha means between your eyes. But we know that a person does not place them in between their eyes. That's Derech HaKaraim. Now here it's written, if you look at the spelling, Yadcha is Yud Dalet Chaf He. The proper way officially should be Yud Dalet Chaf Sofit. Why Yud Dalet Chaf He? So the reason is Yad Keha, the Gemara learns out. That it has to be on your weak hand. Keha means weak hand. It's a Chiyuv to place the tefillin on your weak hand. If a person places it on the other hand, they not fulfill the requirement. So how do you discern which is your weak hand? So simply, if a person's a righty, most people in the world are righties, person's a righty, he writes with his right hand, he does all his actions with his right hand, his left hand is his weak hand. So therefore, you would place your tefillin on your left hand. That person placed on his weak hand. What's his weak hand? His left hand. Nevertheless, what if a person's a lefty, he does all his actions with his left hand, meaning he writes with his left hand, He eats with his left hand. His left hand is his strong hand. So what's his weak hand? His right hand. So then he would place the tefillin on the right hand. That's simply how the halacha. Now the Ben Ish Chai is going to get involved in a person who does both options. Person is what we call, if I'm not mistaken, ambidextrous. He writes with right and his left. Or he does two actions with both. Let's see. Hanachat tefillin shel yad b'smol. A person places his tefillin of his hand on his left hand. Shehi yad keha. It's considered your weak hand, like we brought down. That the pasuk says, "Vayu leot al yadcha yad keha." They should be tied on your weak hand. Shehi yad keha v'tashkocha, the weak hand. V'iter yad yemino imose kol melachto b'smolo. What if a person does all his actions with his left hand? Yaniach tefillin shel yad b'smolo. Then he places his tefillin on his, this is in like quotation marks, his left hand. What's his left hand in this situation? What we would call the right hand, says the Ben Ish Chai. Shu yamin kol adam. A person who does all his actions with his left hand, what does he do? A person who does all his actions with his left hand, so then his left hand is his strong hand, and his halachic left hand, or his weak hand, is his right hand. Yamin kol adam, what everybody calls the right. So this is a person who does everything with the right, places it on the left. A person who does everything with the left, places it on the right. V'im sholet b'shtei yadav. And if a person is able to do, and he does things with both his hands, yaniach b'smol kol adam. If he's equal in both, in writing and in actions in both hands, then he puts it on what we call the left hand. What the world calls the left hand. V'im kotev b'imino. Let's say a person writes with his right hand. A person writes with his right hand. Ush'al kol ma'asav oseh b'smolo. And the rest of his actions he does with his left hand. So he writes with his right, and he does everything else with his left. Kotev b'smolo, ush'al ma'asav oseh b'yamin. Or he writes with his left, and everything else he does with his right. So he writes with his one hand, and does all the actions with the other. What's the determining factor? How do you know which is his weak hand? Yesh omrim she'niach biyad she'tashkocha. There are those that say that you place it on the hand that's weak, meaning the hand that does not do all the actions. So if a person writes with his right hand, and he does all his actions with his left hand, what's his weak hand? His weak hand is his right hand. Because he does everything with his left hand. He lifts, he pulls, he tugs, he twists. All these things, he eats with his left hand. His right hand, for some reason, he writes with it. That's the way it is. But what's his weak hand? His weak hand is his right hand. So there's one opinion that says, you place it, yadcha, yad keha, on your weak hand. In such a person, what is your weak hand? Your weak hand is your right hand. The b'inyan yad keha, v'yesh omrim, and there are those that say, Shayat shekotev ba hi chashiva yemin liyanyan ze. And there are those that say that the hand that you write with is considered your strong hand, because that's one of the most important actions that we have. It's one of the most important functions that we have. Therefore, a person who writes with his right hand, even though he does everything else with his left, his right hand is nevertheless considered a strong hand. It's the most chashuv. It's the most important action. Therefore, that is what constitutes a strong hand. And there are those opinions who say, thereby, what would be your weak hand be? The other hand, the left hand, the one you don't write with. So it's a machloket. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chaf Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chaf Zayin, Seif Vav. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chaf Zayin, Seif Vav. It's brought down these two shitot. How is it posek? Let's see. V'yesh omrim shayat shekotev bahi chashiva yemin li'inyan zeh. There are those that say that the hand that he writes with is considered his strong hand. U'minach tefillin biyad shekenegda. And then you would put your tefillin on the opposite hand. Why is it considered a strong hand? Mishum desamach hakatuk ukshartam l'ukhtavtam. Since the pasuk puts together ukshartam ukhtavtam, you should tie and write. So the pasuk puts them together, So there's a certain significance to tying and writing in tefillin. Ma ktiva b'yemin, av kshira b'yemin. Just like writing is with your right hand, so too kshira is with your right hand. The pasuk when it talks about tying is with your right hand. Now, if you're tying with your right hand, what are you tying onto? Your left hand, right? Mishum desamach hakatuv ukshatam luchtavta maktiva b'yemin. Just like writing is with your right hand, av kshira b'yemin. So too the pasuk when it says kshira, tying, is talking about tying with your right. Udikshira b'yemin. Since you're doing the act of tying with your right hand, miklal danechal small. Where are you placing it? Where are you tying onto? The only other option is the left hand. The hand that you write with should do the tying onto the other hand. So, according to Maran, and this is the way the Minhag of Sfaradim is that the hand that's the, if a person does both, the hand that's the writing hand is the strong hand. Even if you do all your other actions with your left hand, and even if you have a bigger muscle on your left hand as well, does not mean anything halachically. What is considered your weak hand, yad keha, your left hand? Why is that so? Because the writing is the determining factor. So again, a person who does all his actions with his right hand, writes and his actions, puts on his tefillin in his left hand. A person who does all his actions with his left hand, writes and does all his actions with his left hand, the tefillin will be placed on his right hand. A person who does both, so then you're comfortable with both, then you decide, what is your determining factor? The writing is a determining factor. Which hand do you write with? Which hand are you most comfortable to write with? Which hand is the one that you, when you write, want to write a nice paper, not just jot, what is the most comfortable? Your right hand. Therefore, your right hand turns into your strong hand, and then your left hand will turn into your weak hand. Now, Ach, says the Ben Ish Chai, nevertheless, Harav Shalmei Tzibur is going to bring something here based on Kabbalah, that the Ben Ish Chai himself is going to, say that we're not noheg like this. Ach, Harav Shalmei Tzibur, Daf Mem, עמוד ג' כתב שהרב המקובל מרי צמח זל בספר זר זהב העריך והרבה בראיות דייתר יד ימינו אינו רשאי לשנות משאר כל אדם. Nevertheless, מרי צמח writes that a person who's a lefty, a full-fledged lefty we're talking about here, a guy who writes and does everything with his left hand, shouldn't change like he should be like the majority of the world that's righty. Meaning even he should place his tefillin, not like what we just said now. Even he should place his tefillin on his left hand and do the tying with the right hand. The right should tie onto the left. Shelo leshanot ha-seder ha-elyon, because the Mari Tzemach felt that you should not change from seder ha-elyon, meaning you shouldn't change from what it's, you know, there's a certain seder, there's a certain order that it should be, and he felt, oh, pikapala, this is the proper way to do it. Now we have to understand, and we're gonna see, the Ben Ish Chai himself doesn't hold of this. Ben Ish Chai himself says this is not the minhag, and the reason for this was not stated by the Arizal explicitly. This was a chidush of the Ma'ari Tzemach, and Chaim Avadia also does not hold of this. He says that a person who's a lefty should do like we mentioned. A person who's a full-fledged lefty would place the tefillin on his right hand. Does not follow the Ma'ari Tzemach. The Ma'ari Tzemach is his own chidush. It's not brought down. If it was brought down explicitly in the words of the Arizal, so then we have rules of the game. We have rules that we follow. But this is the chidush of the Ma'ari Tzemach. And even the Ben Ish Chai is not going to necessarily follow this halakha. ובאמת דברי המארי צדח נכונים בטעמים על פי הסוד, and they have secrets to them. וגב רבא אמר מילתא דמסתבר טיימא, and he's a big person who said this. על כן העליתי בסייעתא דשמיא, then the Ben Ish Chai goes into talking, so making a certain chumra that a person should be choshesh in such a situation to put on two pairs of tefillin to cover both hands. But even the Ben Ish Chai here holds that it's midat chasidut, it's not mikar adin, and as we've mentioned, the contemporary halachic authorities point out that this is not the minhag of Sfaradim b'chla. Skip to where it says Biram. Biram. Im ze kotev b'yemin kol adam, if a person writes with his right hand, yesh lorot lo b'pshitut shismoch b'ze al Sfarat ha'omer, shayad ha'kotev ba hi chashiva yemin. He says, and he wants to take it a step further, that one who is not a full-fledged lefty, but according to the Magid Tzemach, a person who writes with his right hand has even more opinions to rely on as to not to change from the mention that we have, not to change from the order that we have talked about. So at the end of the day, the halakha is not like the Magid Tzemach, and is like we brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a lefty places it like we mentioned, and the righty places it like we mentioned. Halakha Chet. Zman hanachat tefillin. What is the proper time to put on tefillin? Baboker, in the morning. Mishir'et chavero haragilimo k'tzat b'rechuk 400 v'yikrenu. Once you're able to see your friend in the darkness without any light, just the light of the day, dalet amot. V'tov la'acher v'lo la'akdim. It's better to do it later and not earlier. The Ben Ish Chai had mentioned this halacha already, and we had talked about, practically speaking, the best time to put on tefillin is about an hour before Netz. That's the best time. Earlier than that is b'diavad. The chatchila, the best time to put on tefillin, meaning when you could start putting on tefillin already according to the best time, is an hour before Netz. V'im ta'av v'inil tefillin ba'od layla u'brech alem, if one made a bracha mistakenly at night, en tzich lachzor ulvarech k'sheir hayom, he does not have to go back and make another bracha during the day. U'kan izkar b'ilei haraba, siv katan gimel u'shar achronim. Halacha tet. Lo yachlot shel yad legamre ad sheyachlot shel rosh. A person, he's going to reveal to us now, the Ben Ish Chai, how to remove the tefillin. We learned about how to put on the tefillin. Now we're going to learn about how to remove the tefillin. Lo yachlot, a person should not take off the tefillin shel yad legamre in totality ad sheyachlot shel rosh, until you take off the shel rosh. The kaimalam, because we have the opinion, kol zman shebein einecha yushtaim, so long as they're in between your eyes two, meaning when they are on your head, they should be two. Tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel rosh should not be caught on their own without the tefillin shel yad. Unless, like we mentioned, you're in a pressed situation and you couldn't find another your tefillin shel yad and things like that. So you put on your tefillin shel rosh and make al mitzvah tefillin. V'zehu seder chalitzatam. And this is the proper way to take them off api kabbalah. Now this is api kabbalah. So this one's easy to gain, because you have to take off your tefillin anyway. So take them off in this fashion. But again, a person who does not want to be makpid on this, or for the points that we've mentioned previously, he's a beginner and it's too much for him as it is, so then he could take them off however he feels to take them off. It's not makiv. But if you take them off, you might as well take them off in the right way. V'zehu seder chalitzatam. This is the proper fashion of removing them. Techila yasir akrichot shel etzba. First, you remove off the windings that are on your finger. Your finger have a few windings. One in the middle of your middle finger is divided into three portions. The portion by your fingernail, the middle one, and the one closest to your palm. So it's got one wrapping in the middle. The middle part, and two wrappings on the bottom part closer to the palm. All this is on your middle finger. So first you take off those. Techila yasir akrichot shel ha'etzba, v'yasir gam ken shtayim u'shlosha akrichot ma'al zero'o. And you should also remove two or three wrappings from your forearm. Remember we said your forearm has seven wrappings. V'yasir gam ken shtayim u'shlosha akrichot ma'al zero'o, kedei la'asot ha'chalitza kmo hanacha. In order that, the removal should be just like the placing. What does this mean? First, what did you do? You put on tefillin shel yad. Remez ladavar, kasher yachanu, ken yisau. As they had camped, so they shall leave, says the Ben Ish Chai. This is brought down in regards to Am Yisrael in the Midbar. Just like they had camped, so they should leave. The Ben Ish Chai says in tefillin as well. Ach lo yasir tefillin shel yad legamrei. Do not remove your tefillin shel yad in totality. And why should you not remove the tefillin shel yad in totality? Because we have to fulfill ul totafot ben enecha, They should be two between your eyes. Shehu rotze lemar kol zman shebein einecha. So long as the tefillin shel rosh are on top of your head, right, in the place, in the point in between your eyes, yushtaim, they should be two. Again, when we say in between your eyes, it does not mean above your nose. It means the part of behind your hairline. Just if you take your finger, two fingers, and you follow that path right up to your hairline, that's the point where you should put it. Lekach achar sheyasir shtaim u'shlosha krichot et tefillin shel yad ma'al hazroa, after you remove two or three wrappings on your forearm, az yasir ha'tefillin shel rosh me'umad, you should remove the tefillin shel rosh standing up. Ve'achar kach yeshev u'mesir tefillin shel yad legamrei miyushav, and then afterwards you sit down and you remove the rest of your tefillin shel yad, sitting down. So your tefillin shel rosh are removed standing up, at pi kabbalah, and your tefillin shel yad are removed sitting down. That's the way you put them on as well. Kasher inichom yoshav, just like you placed them. Ve'af al gav da'asarat ha'krichot kodem asarat ha'tefillin shel rosh lo nitpersha lehedya b'divrei Rabbeinu Arizal, even though what I've mentioned to you of removing the krichot, the wrap, the windings, is not brought down explicitly in the words of the Arizal, that you have to do it before you take off your tefillin shel rosh. Im koze, morenu Rav Shmuel Vital, the son of Rav Chaim Vital, hechriach ken kedei lashvot divrei Rabbeinu Arizal im divrei HaGemara. Rav Shmuel Vital had gone to prove that this is the proper thing to do, so that the Arizal fits with the Gemara. This is the proper order. וכתב כמדומה שכן ראה את אביו רבנו מוריינו רב חיים ויטל שכך נוהג. And he says, I remember that, seemingly I remember my father doing this as well, in this order. וכמו שכתב בהגעתו בשאר הכוונות וגם בספרו חמדת ישראל, as the רב חיים ויטל has written. ואני אומר שיש הכרח לזה מדבר רבנו אריזה על עצמו בשאר הכוונות בסוף נוסח התפילה. And if a person wants to look in שאר הכוונות, then you'll see that this is the way it should be done. שכתב שהיה מורי זל מסיר תפילין של ראש מעל ראשו. רב חיים ויטל writes, מורי זל, the Arizal, used to first remove his תפילין של ראש, ואחר כך מסיר תפילין של יד. And then he would remove תפילין של יד. אומנם, הסברה מחייבת כפי סודן של דברים, שצריך שתהיה הסרה כמו הנחה. שצריך להסיר הקריחות שעל האצבע מעומד. Says the Ben Ish Chai, nevertheless, according to logic, from my understanding, you should first remove the wrappings on your finger, standing up. And again, a person who wants to be makpid 100% to do the pi kabbalah, says the Ben Ish Chai, you should remove the windings on the finger, standing up, sit down, remove those windings on the forearm, כאשר ככה מיושב, just like you put them on sitting down, ואחר כך יעמוד ויסיר תפילין של ראש מעומד, and then you stand up and take off your תפילין של ראש standing up. ובספר חסד לאלפים, סימן כוח, עוד גימן, משמע שיסיר גם השלוש כריכות של הזרוע מעומד, and the חסד לאלפים, רבי אליעזר פאפו, writes that you should do the כריכות on the forearm standing up, removing them, יוען שם. ורבנו חידה זל, בציפורן שמיר כתב, יסיר כריכות האצבע מעומד, and the חידה brings down that you should remove the windings on the finger standing up. ולא זכר כריכות הזרוע, and he didn't mention anything about the forearm, so משמע he understood from the חידה that the fingers should be removed standing up, but the forearm should not. ונראה זה צריך לדקדק להסיר השלוש כריכות של הזרוע מיושב, שזה בן ישחי, it's proper to remove, הפי קבלה, it's proper to remove the winding sitting down. כאשר הניחה מיושב, וכאשר כתבנו, as you, just as you have placed them sitting down, so too it's proper to remove them sitting down. Again, all this is הפי קבלה, a person wants to gain this, aspect of it, then this is the proper way of doing it. Halacha Yud. Nachon lachlot tefillin shel rosh ve'atalit besmolo. It's nachon. What does nachon mean? It's proper. Does it mean it's a chiyuv? No, it does not mean a chiyuv. Again, it's proper to remove your tefillin shel rosh and your talit with your left hand. Shehi yad keha. It's your weak hand. Remove your tefillin with your weak hand. La'ot tekashe pridatam. To show that you're sad when the tefillin, when you're removing them, when you finish a mitzvah, you want to show that you're sad. Therefore, it's proper to remove them with your left hand. The Shulchan Aruch brings as well, the Shulchan Aruch brings that one should kiss his tefillin. Shulchan Aruch Siman Koach, Seif Gimel. Minhag HaChachamim Lenashek HaTefillin B'Sha'at HaNachatan U'B'Sha'at Chalitzatan. The minhag of the chachamim is to kiss the tefillin while you place them, before you place them, and after you remove them to show. Right? And this is the Sfaradim minhag, like we said, the Sfaradim kiss everything except for Torah, We're sitting there kissing it before the guy can make it every another 3 meters. Kriyat Shema, we kiss our fingers, we kiss the mezuzah, we kiss our parents' hands, we kiss the rabbi's hands, we kiss our own hands, and potechet yadecha, we're kissing everything. To show everything is important, right? So some of them are nice minhag, some of them are just what we think is minhag. But this has a source, to kiss your tefillin after you're finished placing them, has a source.
ואין לחלוץ התפילין אלא עד אחר עלינו שבח ועל כן נקב אלך שזה בן ישחי.
A person should be meticulous not to remove the תפילין only after עלינו שבח and על כן נקב אלך, because that's when you truly get the full effect. When you wear it in that fashion from beginning to end is when you truly receive the full effect. ובנהג חכמים לנשק התפילין בשעת הנחתן ובשעת חליצתן, as we had mentioned, it's brought down in the שולחן ערוך. ובשעת שניח תוך הכיס לחיבוב מצווה, when you place them in the pocket for חיבוב מצווה as well.